I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The British ambassador to the U.S., who was critical of the Trump administration, prompting the president to call him wacky, a very stupid guy. Fox's Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, handing in his resignation, Ambassador Kim Darroch saying, "The current situation is making it impossible for me to carry out my role as I would like." British Prime Minister Theresa May telling Parliament here that she greatly regrets the ambassador's decision and defending his comments.
"Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice."
There's an inquiry here to find who leaked the confidential memos in which the ambassador calls the Trump administration inept and dysfunctional. Dave.
Now, Simon, Iran's president is calling Britain seizing a supertanker last week mean and wrong, warning of repercussions. It was seized believing the oil being shipped was headed to Syria in violation of sanctions. President Trump isn't happy with a new ruling against an attempt to change the legal team in his attempt to get the citizen question on the 2020 census. He tweeted, "Could this be a first?"
Well, the reason the judge gave was that the defendants provide no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. The Justice Department has been trying to shake up its legal team after the Supreme Court blocked its first attempt to add the controversial question to the census.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, the president believes it's a basic question that should be asked. Democrats claim he's trying to undercount immigrants, making them fear filling out the census. People are lining the streets in New York City for this morning's parade for Team USA, celebrating the Women's World Cup Championship. The American League All-Stars outshine the NL again, winning baseball's Midsummer Classic a seventh year in a row, 4-3 in Cleveland. Indians pitcher Shane Bieber struck out all three batters he faced and was named MVP.
"It's an incredible feeling now, that it's kind of sinking in, just to be able to do it in front of the home crowd in my first All-Star game."
This is Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, but says they're looking into what happened back in 2008 when Acosta was a U.S. attorney handling the case against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now in jail on renewed federal charges of sex trafficking, paying underage girls. Democrats are calling on Acosta to resign. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor,
"It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor."
Though that issue was addressed back when Acosta was confirmed in 2017.
This all goes back to when Acosta was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida and cut a deal with Jeffrey Epstein, which saw him go to jail for 13 months on prostitution charges rather than face federal charges of child sex trafficking.
Fox's John Roberts. Acosta tweeted yesterday, "Now with new evidence and testimony, there's an opportunity to fully bring Jeffrey Epstein to justice. There may be the first death linked to those earthquakes near Ridgecrest, California. Body found in Nevada, not far away, pinned under a Jeep he was working on. It may have fallen off the jacks when the quake hit. He was named Elmore when he was born, but he called himself Rip. Actor Rip Torn has died."
Actor and comedian Rip Torn is best known to his newer film audiences for his role in Men in Black.
"May I ask why you felt little Tiffany deserved to die?"
But it was his role as the fiery, crass producer on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show that won him an Emmy.
"I'm not sure that anyone wants to hear what you got to say, young lady. Now, don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea. Hand to hand."
Torn's nearly 200 film and TV credits include an Oscar nomination, and his long Broadway career earned him a Tony. Torn died Tuesday at his home in Lakefield, Connecticut. He was 88. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling ahead of the opening bell later this morning. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, July 10. Our local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash. She's loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign City Council members narrowly passed a resolution to rezone two adjacent single-family units located at 609 and 611 South State Street. The council voted in favor of rezoning the lots as mixed residential. One has been vacant since December 2016. The second day of sentencing deliberations for convicted killer Brant Christensen became emotional as jurors heard the tearful testimony from victim Ying Ying Zhang's parents. Prosecutors played tapes where Christensen talked about recordings his girlfriend Tara Bullis made of him bragging about killing Zhang. Danville Mayor Ricky Williams posted on social media that nonviolence icon Nate Bobo Smalls has died. He was one of the members of the Three Kings of Peace. Williams' post about Smalls' death on Facebook stated he was a coach who helped keep the kids' summer basketball league running. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NMLS number 1772943.
Here is your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florists from Simple, the Simply Magnificent. They turn your feelings into flowers. They're on Cunningham and Urbana, also Windsor and Duncan. That's Village at the Crossing in Champaign. Call them at 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. There is a chance for late showers and thunderstorms today, and the heat index just before that could get into the triple digits, so stay hydrated and take breaks in the air conditioning. If you work outside, we've got a high 93, low 67 expected. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow, high 81, a low 61. 85 the high on Friday, and inside 90 with sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 75. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I had awakened about 2:20 this morning and looked outside and saw dark, but I looked at my radar and saw red. And heard some rumbling around Muhammad, but I don't think I got any rain at my house.
Well, you can see the pavements and the sidewalks are damp this morning.
Not mine.
So I need to hear at the studio, too, even on our windows.
Not in West Champaign.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll watch out today because when it gets that hot, I see some stuff coming through Kansas. Anyway, we'll keep our eyes on it for you. Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 10, ESPN 93.5. All-Star Game goes to the American League again.
That's right.
Seven in a row. Paul DeJong, Cardinal, only Cardinal rep, got in there, got a walk, part a couple of double plays, and apparently played well. Of course, I'm reading the reports because I can't get the game. It was on Fox. I even tried streaming it on my phone.
Oh, really?
And it said, no, you sucker, you can't get it because you must suffer. Just like all the other DirecTV and Sinclair people.
Wow, that's quite wording on that disclaimer.
Yeah, it was interesting. but it's not Sinclair. It's Fox, whatever Fox is. And, of course, the next star is a Channel 3, the other thing for CBS. And I think the John Deere's on CBS, so that's another one I get to miss this weekend.
Oh, out of Silvas.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? Lived without it was fine. So that's what happens, people. Is that you find other habits and you don't need them.
You'll live by the Twitter updates now and see if Michael Kim can do that again.
I was on
Deer Classic
Facebook last night because WILL posted a picture of Bill Melberg and I.
Oh, really?
26 years ago.
Okay.
Our second PBS special that originated in Urbana. And we did an evening with the presidents. The late, great Bill Melberg did all the presidents. And there's a picture of me playing Larry King and he as Ronald Reagan taking phone calls of his recorded voices as Ross Perot, Jimmy Carter, and Richard Nixon.
And, well, and fitting with Ross Perot passing away at the age of 89 yesterday, this has come up.
I looked at that with fond memories of that thing. We had a couple hundred people in a live studio audience. The show ended up airing in 175 markets. Bill Geis said he watched it in New York City.
That's right.
So it was really cool to get that. And Bill was so massively talented. I was just the softball thrower, lob guy, just with my scripted lines was all I did. But he was wonderful, and it was 26 years ago. Lou Lea was in the audience. Lou and Mary Henson were in the audience. Paul Lewis was a Secret Service agent. Doug Abbott was a Secret Service agent.
Wow, how fun.
Nathaniel was a couple of months old, and Bill Clinton came in and said, oh, look, a baby, and kissed Nathaniel.
Okay, nice.
With Janet holding him. Mom and Dad were there. It was so fun. Anyway, I was actually doing more Facebook last night. I just look at it. I'm not very good at any of that. I just kind of, I know how to browse, but I did figure out how to post it on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And sent it out that way.
Well, and it seems like local TV is doing more updates on social media just to try to reach people that way who are going through this pinch like you are with, what, DirecTV then?
Yeah, it's DirecTV and the problems with Fox and WRSP and, of course, Channel 3 now. Okay, Megan Rapinoe is going to go to Washington to see Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and AOC, but not going to the effing White House. So that's how that works.
Okay.
It'd be like if I were on the World Cup team wearing a MAGA hat. I'd alienate half the country, right? I mean, why would I do that? You know, I was pretty fired up for women's soccer, and I became indifferent because it got political. It's not what I wanted. I wanted to, and I was, you know, I was happy they won, but I didn't care.
Right.
Because she made it political. She, in essence, ruined the World Cup for me. Maybe not for you, but for me it did. I didn't care because I said, that's so bad.
Right, because she's on the team representing America.
America. And she went on this diatribe on CNN about how Donald Trump doesn't represent all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't represent me at my World Cup that I helped fund because you're part of the U.S. Soccer Federation.
Right.
And you represent me. You didn't represent me there. You need to play soccer, and you're darn good at it. But you didn't need to bring that in to ruin it for folks that don't want to do that with their sports. So she'll go to Washington, and of course her teammates are going to follow Megan wherever she goes. So they'll go have some yucks on Capitol Hill and avoid all the Republicans and just do a Democratic thing.
Even though the guys lost to Mexico at the beginning of the week, or was that Sunday night, they're doing the parade for both teams today.
And they deserve it. They're fantastic. You know, the men's soccer got second. They lost to Mexico fifth out of the last six times they played, by the way. But women, I mean, two in a row. And Jill Ellis, former Illini soccer coach, terrific coach.
Exactly.
Legendary coach now after two World Cups. And then the question of equal pay. And based on what I know, the women actually bring in more money in this setup. Now, the structure for pay is entirely different. The guys get bonuses. The women have kind of a set, you know, salary. And it's a little convoluted. Then they sell sponsors for both, so it's hard to break out what gets. But to me, the disparity is like $4,000 to $13,000 per game. So based on what I saw, money brought in, how they've earned better at various things like the gate, I totally think the women should be getting. In fact, I would say, why would you do equal pay? It sounds like the women ought to get more. So when in a structure like that, in professional basketball, the WNBA would never get what the NBA does because it doesn't rate. People don't watch that very much, and you're not getting the sponsorship. It's a different pay structure. This is a United States-funded thing. And the women have out-earned since 2015, have out-earned the men.
Well, in March, 28 members of the U.S. Women's National Team filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation, accusing the U.S. Soccer gender discrimination. So,
if I read the report right, there's 1.9 million more the women have earned than the men. If that's the case, why in the heck wouldn't women get more?
Right.
So, based on what I know, heck yeah, they totally ought to get. This is a different, it's not the free market. This is a United States-funded thing. So it's a taxpayer-funded thing, I presume.
In this statement, athletes on the female side generate more revenue and garner higher TV ratings, but simply get paid less because they're women.
Well, then I didn't know because Donald Trump said I'd have to see the numbers. Well, based on the numbers I saw, I agree.
Right.
I think they should get probably more than the guys until the guys win. The women won, the guys did not. So there's that, and good for them. I totally believe in equal pay for equal work, And it sounds like they have a heck of a case here. We'll see what happens. But the bottom line is, I don't really care about their life now. Now that they represented me, I wish she hadn't dissed the White House and my sitting president, because it is still the president of the United States. You respect the office, even if you don't like the guy. 359-2255, what do you think? You can always text me or call me, 359-2255, quarter after 7, Sports Headlines.
American League makes it 7 straight now, and when it comes to the All-Star game, American League leads 45-43, I guess, in the overall games. 4-3 was the final yesterday out of Cleveland. Shane Bieber is 24, a hometown favorite, got MVP. He struck out Wilson Contreras on the Cubs side. Let's find out more with our Redbird recap.
The American League, a 4-3 win over the National League in the All-Star game in Cleveland last night. The AL scoring once in the bottom of the second, once in the bottom of the fifth. And after the NL cut the lead in half in the top of the sixth, two more runs for the AL, and they held off two from the National League in the top of the eighth, 4-3 the final. The winner is Tanaka of the Yankees, and the save goes to Aroldis Chapman. Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians, the MVP, he becomes the 15th pitcher to strike out the side in an All-Star game appearance. Paul DeJong played shortstop. He was part of turning two double plays and also drew a walk. Before the game, DeJong on the Cardinals, 44-44, just two games out of the National League Central.
Got to get hot and also win games in the division. That's where you can get some leads. So for us, it's about trying to win series, win 2 out of 3, win 3 out of 4, things like that. And if we keep doing that for the rest of the second half, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Cardinals off until Friday. I'm Chris Rady on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals host the Astros July 26th through the 28th and celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the 2004 NL Championship team, presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. Friday, it's the 2004 Mystery Player Jersey Giveaway, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Saturday, the 2004 National League Champions Mystery Player Ring, courtesy of Edward Jones. And Sunday wraps up the celebration with the first ever Cardinals Triple Bobblehead, presented by Coca-Cola and Dierbergs. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Wimbledon moves on, and Serena makes it into the semifinals. I was just looking at some people who continue to play. Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic still in it. So some of our favorites still playing over in London. And we have the John Deere Classic that we mentioned happening at the end of the week. Michael Kim won last year. Zach Johnson's on the board. He'll be contending. So, and we'll see how Steve Stricker does.
Yeah, he usually plays great in Silvis, Illinois.
Sure does.
Nathaniel, my son, got to caddy for DA Points a few years ago. And that was pretty cool. Something Johnny wanted, an auction at Mike Small's big fundraiser.
Ooh.
That was a number of years ago. But caddying in the PGA was pretty cool. DA had hit the sand trap a whole bunch that day, so Nathaniel was running around quite a bit.
I see.
Come on, DA, hit the ball. Right, come on. And his parents were walking around. The DA's never, former line of DA Points, have really never played well at the John Deere for
I
whatever
see.
Reason. And then what happens after that tournament on Sunday night, a bunch of them charter a jet and go to England.
I see.
And then they get ready for the British, which is always after the John Deere. So they
and
all
another
kinda
thing that was trending in the golf world yesterday was if John Daly can use a cart.
Yeah. And I said, sorry, that's not part of the game, physical and getting tired walking.
Sort of an unfair advantage if you were to do that because of his knee issues.
There's no question. You ride a cart or I'm sorry he has knee issues, but that's, start introducing that, that's going to be a whole different ball game. Because physical, I mean, just think about it. You get tired, your shoulders, you don't posture right. I mean, the swing doesn't, it only takes, is a lot of moving parts, as Tiger says. And if one gets tired, the ball's not going to go straight. So anyway, that's not going to work. So John Deere has, I'm sorry, the British has said no to John Daly, and so he's out of the British. Let us check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
Today's high 93, heat index 10 degrees warmer than that when you factor in the humidity and the air speed and all that. 67 our low tonight with a 50% chance of showers coming in later. We've got a high 81, low 61. Our average around this time of year is 88, so nice to be slightly below that for a few days. Friday today's high at 85. 90 and 91 on Saturday and Sunday with mostly sunny conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
Check our Fox Business Minute this morning, brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. By Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Our friend Ed Henry. Make it Ed Martin coming up in 10 minutes from St. Louis. Phyllis Schlafly, Regular. That'll be coming up. Stand by, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, mortgage rates declined last week, but despite that, fewer people were applying for mortgages. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to refinance a home declined 7%. Mortgage applications to purchase a home were up by 2%. Overall, mortgage application volume was down 2.4%. The average for a mortgage declined from 4.07% to 4.04%. That's for a 30-year fixed mortgage. Shares of jeans maker Levi Strauss & Company are losing ground after a disappointing earnings report. It's blaming its weaker quarter on the money it had to spend to launch its stock in March, the price tag for going public, $29 million. Wall Street is waiting to hear what Fed Chair Jerome Powell says in testimony to Congress today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Compliance World, standing by for all your appliance needs. And what I really like about these folks is that's all they do. It's kind of like Southwest Airlines only flies 727s, so they know how to fix those. Well, Dick Van Dyke just does appliances. They've been doing it for 42 years. So if you're in need, even a garage refrigerator, you can go out and buy a very inexpensive refrigerator if you don't mind not having the bells and whistles. They've got all of that. They've got the best lines. They're independent, so they don't have to stick with one line. They can get all the best and have it there on their showroom. And they've got people that actually explain it. And they haven't just been trained. These are people with business cards. And they sell appliances. That's what they do. Plus, with the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World purchase, you can receive the free, famous 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, located on Neal in Champaign, before you get to the I-74 interchange. Appliance-world.com online. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for all your appliance needs. All right, it's 7:23. Next week, for 2 days, it'll be the Jeremy Warner program up in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day. It'll be July 18 and 19. Interviews with various Big Ten coaches, interviews with Lovey, Josh Whitman, various Illini athletes, and a whole bunch of great sponsors, including the Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, and Lake of the Woods Golf Course.
That's terrific.
And the Jeremy Warner Show gets 20-some thousand podcast hits every single month because of the content of that program.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're listening, you'll be on the cutting edge of information that you want to know before Illinois kicks off against Akron on August 31, which, by the way, they go to camp August 2. Today is the 10th, so I went there 23 days. 23 days before Illinois football, and then I guess it's the kid from Michigan is my quarterback, MJ Rivers, left.
Okay.
We have nobody except this new kid from Michigan.
I'm sure he'll do great.
We got nobody that has taken a snap in college at quarterback, except this kid now from Michigan who just transferred. Looks like Ben Roethlisberger from Pittsburgh, huge, but he's not real fast. So, well, how's that fit in Rod Smith's system? Okay. We'll find out.
Yep.
And maybe this Isaiah Williams, the real fast young freshman coming in, maybe he gets playing time too.
You know, with the Kendall Gill golf outing happening this week for Cunningham Children's Home, Lou Henson was out and about. And
yeah.
I happened to see him yesterday, and you know, some of his friends in the sports world. It's just been awesome to see him in our community and kind of work in the room and stuff like that.
He's meant a lot to us since 1975, whenever he took over for Gene Bartow.
Mm-hmm.
He and Mary have had a heck of an impact. Their whole family has. One more thing before we get to the news. UK ambassador out. What's our moral of the story, boys and girls? He had written in an email how incompetent and inept the Trump administration was. We've been kind of knowledgeable of this rule for a couple of decades now, that you never type and send what you don't want the world to see. Never, ever tweet, text, type and send anything you don't want the world to see. And if you, I can't think of anything I've ever done where I wouldn't mind the world reading. Okay, you don't do that. Okay, then all the hacking going on in the world and Russia interrupting our elections and he's typing stuff like that. And he gets out and he resigns. We'll talk to Simon Owen what the temperature is over there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about this president, he sure emits reaction, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I understand, you know, you poke him, he pokes back, and I get it, and he's done things that sure haven't seemed presidential to me, but I don't know. I mean, look at the state of the country. The ridiculous nature of some of the dialogue going on now from the left has made people that never speak of politics to say, what are they doing? What do you mean open borders? What do you mean you don't have to have anything? Why would you ever have anybody at customs at O'Hare? Just come on in. I don't understand the logic.
That's
scary. And I don't understand the millions of people in this country that can't do health care. And we're providing the illegal aliens with health care. And now, of course, politically, you're supposed to stay undocumented. They're illegal. They're not supposed to be here. And I've been railing for years that you simply need a system, a processing. There are 1,000 judges that could go to the border now and not catch up on asylum. That's irresponsible for the Congress. They've created this mess. And, of course, they're going to blame Donald Trump for 5 decades of messing it up. Always text in if you'd like, 359-2255, 359-CALL. It's the same for voice and text, 359-2255. Our friend Ed Martin coming up. Ed Henry from Fox is donating his liver to his sister.
Hmm.
I never knew you could do that.
Well, as long as the, you know, blood type.
No, you got one liver, Diane.
I think you can get a portion of it.
Apparently, he gives a 30% part of his liver, and in 6 weeks, he has a full liver again. Did you know that? It's like a tail of a lizard. It grows back. I did not know. Did anybody know that?
Well, we can find out more details.
I did not know that you can grow more of your liver if you give part of it. But, wow, that was he was on Fox crying about it and very emotional, but what a gesture of love. For his sister who needs a liver. I did not know because I thought you had to get the whole liver from a cadaver. Somebody who just dies, you grab the liver and you put it in. But no, you can do a piece.
I think that's what they do for the heart anyway. But now we'll find out more.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back. The news will be next. Ed Martin from St. Louis. He's the president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund.
And keep in mind, Ambucks Park, it's the DR Dixie Band, and it's at 6:30 tonight.
That'll be night when Diane makes that introduction. Uh-huh. 7:29.
Hi, welcome to El Toro. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, we'd like an order of the chicken fajitas and then also a burrito. Loco.
Okay, great. Here you are.
The British ambassador to the U.S., Kim Derrick, resigns over leaked memos in which he calls the Trump administration dysfunctional, clumsy, and inept.
He said, the current situation is making it impossible for me to carry out my role as I would like. He ends by saying this, although my posting is not due to end until the end of this year, I believe in the current circumstances the responsible course is to allow the appointment of a new ambassador. Those cables were not only embarrassing for the U.K., they were offensive to a great number of people here at the White House, most notably the President of the United States.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The actor Rip Torn died, 88 years old. He was in around 200 movies and TV shows, winning an Emmy playing a TV producer in The Larry Sanders Show.
I'm not sure that anyone wants to hear what you've got to say, young lady. Now, don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea, hand to hand.
He was also a star on Broadway. This is Fox News.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign's Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels is retiring today after serving the community and the department since 1994. Prior to becoming Deputy Chief, he served on patrol, investigations, and then was promoted to Lieutenant. A retirement party is being held today at 12:30 p.m. at CPD headquarters. State police said 21-year-old Damica Curry was injured in a crash while heading eastbound on I-72 about a quarter miles east of I-57 near the Duncan Road Bridge when he lost control of his vehicle and left the roadway on the right shoulder, rolling over. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson of Champaign, who admitted she used a stolen credit card, has been sentenced to 2 years probation. Jackson will have to repay nearly $1,900 to the Home Depot on Bloomington Road in Champaign, according to the terms of her negotiated plea agreement. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Maybe it's time to have a look at your finances, and Busey standing by for 150-plus years now to help you. Summer can mean pools and picnics and relaxing, but maybe it's just a halfway point of the year. Where are we? You can rethink the big goals. You can go to Busey.com and get started. They got so many resources there at the Resource Center. You have a budget? Maybe you should. Maybe your goal should be never spend more than you bring in. Plan to pay off your debt. Watch out for those credit cards. Get creative with new and unique passwords. That's very important with this hacking world we live in. Whatever your financial goal, Busey can help you. From retirement planning to funding your child's college education, from buying your first home to expanding your business, they're all there and standing by to help you. Busey, for 150-plus years, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Our weather brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're your local janitorial supply company and a great place, and locally owned and operated by Betsy and Brad Parks. They got everything for you to clean. Home or office, industrial, whatever you're looking for, they've got it. CMIClean.com or 359-6262.
Up to 93 with partly cloudy conditions. The heat index inside the triple digits, 67 our low tonight with a 50% shot at showers. 10% chance of rain Thursday through Sunday. Tomorrow, mild with a high 81, low 61, but then up to 86 Friday and 90 on Saturday and Sunday. 77 now, ESPN 93.5.
Well, our friend Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Stevie J. A little bit tired. I'm out on the East Coast, and I stayed up to watch the All-Star game. I always enjoy the All-Star game, so I'm a little tired today, but raring to go. We'll see what happens.
Man, you know the path between St. Louis and Washington, don't you?
I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. But I like to tell people I'm in the swamp, not of the swamp.
Yeah,
right now.
There you
I'm
go.
Not of the swamp, but hey, by the way, speaking of swamped up, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I have to tell you, there is a vote coming on up here, and it's missed on people, some of these issues. It's a vote that both Republicans and Democrats are backing that would dramatically expand the number of visas for high-tech, mostly Indians, actually. There's a number limit on Indians. And a lot of us, like me, are saying, wait a second, you know, aren't there American people, American young people that can do those jobs? I know we have a good economy, but, you know, in other words, there's a lot more, and the influence, frankly, of the big money on members of Congress, both parties, to support something like this is really what you see. So there is a lot going on all the time up here in the swamp.
Okay, tell me, firstly, what was it like watching the fireworks on the 4th of July and being there in that crowd, Ed Martin?
Well, you know, it was spectacular. Thank you for asking. I almost didn't remind me. It's been time flies. I went down with my wife and our four children. My oldest is 15, our youngest is 7, and we'd never been down to the mall in Washington, for a holiday celebration. So that part was exciting. And we went into and we're on the side of the reflecting pool. And, you know, the president struck a different note. He was not in sort of campaign mode. He was in this sort of celebrate the military. Actually, the first part of the speech, DJ, I was really caught by. He was talking about how Americans achieved so much. He was talking about, like, Orville, the Wright brothers, mm-hmm. and all these kinds of things. And I thought that was really inspiring. And then the military thing was great. But I tell you, I've never had an experience of the flyovers. You know, you're there, you're in front of Lincoln Memorial, and here comes the B-2 bomber, which, of course, is based in Missouri, so I know it well, and my kids know it well. They have a model on their wall. Those flyovers were stunning. And then the Blue Angels came back after the whole thing was done. It was a really special – that part was unbelievable. The fireworks, we got positioned in the wrong place and didn't see them as well, but, boy, the flyover was just extraordinary. And people were so happy. DVJ, it wasn't a political thing. They just were there and celebrating. It was really fun.
Well, and even the media, a large part of the media that were just going apoplectic about it, I saw a piece on CNN that said, yeah, that was pretty good. So
yeah.
It was finally, it was like, okay, there was not a political thing involved. It was about being proud of where you live and that we are a great nation and America, USA. I mean, what is wrong with that? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
That talk about the haters. They blame everybody else for hating. They're the haters.
Yeah, no, I look, and he, this is a guy, I often told the story, I don't know if I've told it to you, I did a stint at CNN, of course, and I went into Jeff Zucker's office just to meet him, the head of CNN, because they had hired me to do this for a commentator, and I asked him, what was it like to work with Trump on The Apprentice, because Zucker was the president of NBC, and he said President Trump was absolutely committed to making every single moment of the show a huge hit. And he was into the lighting and the language and the people. And when you saw that event on the Mall for 4th of July, the president knew what he wanted to convey. It wasn't a rally. It was a we love America together. And it just carried, he carried it off. He carried it off with style. You know, Mrs. Trump looked great. Pouring rain half the time.
Yeah.
Mrs. Trump looked great.
Yep.
There was just, it was a spectacular celebration. I hope every president does it, frankly, for the next 50 years, because it was a good idea that he pulled off really well.
Well, I don't get the feeling the left could do that because people would boo some of that. I mean, really, it's extraordinary how far left everything has gone. And speaking of that, what's happening with the Democrats? I mean, Tom Steyer, billionaire, jumps in. He's the guy that funds a lot of the others. How does that dynamic mix into this? And it's still Joe Biden's to lose.
Well, it's interesting. First of all, everybody thought that Joe Biden's numbers would drop to to nothing, and he's held in there longer than I would have thought. And in many ways, I think that means there is 30% of the Democrat Party that doesn't want to go crazy. But you put your finger on something perfectly important to notice. Tom Steyer has spent about $200 million in the last 2.5-3 years. The first part of that he spent on climate change education because he thinks we need to do something dramatic. The second part of that was literally like $80 million on ads saying impeach Trump. Neither one of those, by the way, I think could be deemed a success. But here's the key detail. He then says, looking at the field of all these candidates, not, hey, there's a candidate I want to use all my built-up political apparatus to support, but instead, I better run because nobody else can win.
Yeah.
Now, Tom Steyer, I saw his first ad. He's going to spend $1 million on an ad. And if you watch it, Stevie J., you'll shake your head and say, couldn't he have just burned the money because it would have been a better use? I mean, it's just a silly, light ad. He's not charismatic. It's just terrible. But more importantly, he's going to get in there and use his money and drive the primary further left.
Wow. So he's a guy that made money on fossil fuels, right? So wait a minute. You made money on fossil fuels. How dare you? You should now give that all away. And so he'll get in and mix it up. I have no idea the impact he'll have, but with that money, you can do a lot.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, money in politics, you know, Donald Trump won not because he used his money, but because he got earned media. He was so popular so quick. Otherwise, most of the game is can you raise enough money to compete? Remember, it's not a national election. It's an election in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada first. And if you have money to go in there, that's why Elizabeth Warren, she spent most of her money so far hiring staff in Iowa because she knows she's got to use Iowa as a launch pad. So Steyer spending $10, $20, $50 million, it was always what people thought a Bloomberg could do because he has billions and billions. But here's the thing. Next week we'll have another debate, and we're going to have another debate of these candidates who are going to have to raise their hand and say, I'm for illegal aliens getting health care. I mean, I'm for open border.
Yeah,
how does this? Every day it looks like Donald Trump is winning a bigger landslide, at least the way the candidates are running.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any prediction from this far away, Ed Martin, that you're willing to make on that side of it? What do you think now with Tom Steyer mixing it up?
Yeah, I still think that the favorites in this are Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, both from the standpoint of the demographics that the Democrat Party has to have, which I think they have to nominate a woman. I think they have to, you know, they do identity politics. And then I think both of them have shown now that they can raise the money. I mean, they both have. Elizabeth Warren raised close to $20 million without doing big fundraisers. So hers is a lot of small donors and online. And Kamala Harris has sort of stepped into the one of the big patches of Obama donors. So I think those two are the favorite to go the distance. I think Joe Biden fades away. I think Bernie Sanders has become a marginal character, and everybody else seems to, I don't even know who they are. They seem to have just blended. So I think you'll see over the next 6 months it starts to become, there may be two or three others in the race, but I think it's Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris.
Okay, we'll keep track of that one. Ed Martin is the president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. It'll be fascinating to watch this, Ed, because they'll have to tack toward the middle after this is all over, but then the left progressives will dog them and maybe stay home.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, it's almost an impossible situation. It's, by the way, it's one of the reasons you and I have talked before. The most common thing for smart politicians is to not take on an incumbent president. I mean, you're looking at Andrew Cuomo could have run for president. He's sitting at home figuring I'll go in 2024. Same thing with Gavin Newsom. I mean, it's very hard to beat an incumbent president. And we're now seeing the Democrats. I mean, they're almost in an impossible position, as you point out. If they destroy Bernie Sanders in a way that alienates that 20% of their base,
you're right.
They're going to vote green or they're going to stay home.
Yep. Ed, you're the man. Always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy your stay in Washington.
Thank you, Stevie J. Talk to you soon.
Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly's organization. Before Phyllis passed, she hired Ed Martin from St. Louis, normally, this morning from our nation's capital. 7:45, have I got a deal for you?
Yes, you do.
I have $50 vouchers to Scotty's Brewhouse.
Nice.
If you'll use this certificate within the next 7 days and then tell me what you thought of it, I'll just give it to you. I'm going to make it very easy. All you have to do is type in the letter S as in Superman or S as in Scotty's. Just type in S. Make it nice and easy. 359-2255. Text in the letter S as in Scotty's. And you have a chance to get $50 from me to go enjoy. We've had those nachos. Christian really likes the peanut butter burger. Put a little peanut butter in there.
Huh.
Works pretty well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So there's lots to choose from. Cool atmosphere, a lot of televisions.
Yeah, yeah.
Scotty's Brewhouse is on Neal Street in Champaign. And it's right there. You can't miss it.
They have a nice side room, too. We went there for Anna Jean's 16th birthday.
All right.
It was awesome.
Got a room kind of off to your, off the right-hand side
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Scotty's Brewhouse. Text in if you're interested in trying it. And shoot, if you've never been there, heck yeah. Text in S, the letter S, and if you happen to have never been there, put a 1 by it, S1, and that says, yeah, there's a new person that might want to try it. And yeah, everybody's got a shot. Just text in now, 359-2255. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Scotty's free. I'm going to give out like $500 worth because I want you to eat there, but you got to tell me what you think, and you have to use it within 7 days. ESPN 93.5, we check your morning sports headlines at 7:47.
The American League makes it 7 straight with their 4-3 win over the National League. Shane Bieber, at the age of 24, hometown favorite, right-hand starter for Cleveland, struck out 3 and made MVP. One of those 3 was Wilson Contreras for the Chicago Cubs.
Did any of the Cubbies do anything? I didn't see.
I didn't either. I just read that, unfortunately. Cubs face Pittsburgh with a 1:20 start on Friday on US 105.9. Cardinals start up a series on Friday against Arizona. 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. And the White Sox will face the Oakland A's with a 9:07 start, so they must be out on the West Coast. We have American Sam Querrey still in it at Wimbledon facing Rafael Nadal later today. We also have Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer still in it. 37-year-old Serena Williams is in the semifinals. She's only played a dozen times this year because of injury and illness. Her daughter Olympia in the back of that press conference, she said some really interesting things. Serena Williams makes it to the semifinals. Big Ten Media Days will be coming up, and we'll have some coverage from Chicago July 18th and 19th with Jeremy Warner's show live. We've got representation from our football team, including Reggie Corman and Nate Hobbs. We'll try to grab interviews with Lovie Smith if time allows.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
Pretty cool stuff.
We might jump off the air early next week
okay.
to give them a little more elbow room. We have a lot of great sponsors for this, including the Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, two ones. I had the best ribeyes from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever had a better ribeye.
Good tip. We've been grilling a lot.
U of I Meat Sales Room ribeyes, and it's Also, your 217 team at Illinois National Bank and the Urbana Park District, all sponsors of Jeremy Warner Show live from Chicago, July 18 and 19. And it'll be great. Jeremy Warner is highly regarded as the man covering Illinois right now. He is terrific. And he has the podcast hits to prove it. Off the chart, 73,000 people have listened to his show in the course of the last 3 months. How's that happen?
And we podcast too at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, but he brings specific recruiting and content, and he just knows Illinois. And if you care about the Illini, and I told Jeremy, what are those numbers going to be if we win? I mean, they'll explode because he's the guy that people hear that say, what Jeremy say? That's how hard he works. He's always working at it, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, again, 359-2255, the letter S, and even S1. If you've never been to Scotty's, we'd like to know that, too. And then we're going to award 10 of these things, $50, for free. And your two stipulations, you just have to use it within 7 days and then tell me what you thought.
We'll reach out to you after 9.
How about that? What's wrong with that? I'm taking care of you. All righty, it's 7:50. On ESPN 93.5, peek at your weather next.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusiness.
This month, we're very happy to honor Sheriff Deputy Brad Wakefield. Is there a sense that hits you says, that doesn't look right?
Revert back to your training. Just make sure you're smart and you're not taking chances that, you know, don't need to be taken. Put yourself in risk. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessary. So just being smart, going back. We have a police training institute here in town. And they,
that pretty good?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Dr. Schlosser over there, he's a phenomenal asset for not only this community, but also throughout the state. And, I mean, they train us well, and then they send us, you know, to field training here at the sheriff's office. And, you know, they just do their best. You get trained by veterans that have done this and have responded to these calls over and over again. And they can tell you, show you the ways. So you're not putting yourself into those things. You get to go home at the end of the night.
You had to be a star athlete at Heritage High School.
Names in the rafters. I played sports. I played football and basketball and, you know, loved baseball. Always grew up loving baseball.
Yeah.
Never really played it in high school, but, you know, football and basketball, definitely.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got partly cloudy conditions to start. It's a heat advisory with the heat index rising between 11 and 5 to triple digits. 67, our low tonight, a 50% chance of precipitation coming our way. High 81, low 61, a little more bearable tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. Wrapping up the week with sunshine and a high 85, inside 90 over the weekend. Currently 77, ESPN 93.5.
What should Steve's walk-up song be? He remembers Head East. Oh, yeah. You remember Head East? Oh, yeah.
That's not Head East.
All right, now by
free.
See? Hold on. Stand by. Take two. There we go. Isn't that Head East?
There you go.
Okay.
I forgot about free.
I can see the syrup pouring over that waffle. Pancake.
It's our friend Steve Suderman. He's at Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. They'll take care of all your problems with DirecTV because they brought antennas.
Well, you know, not since Dish launched local channels at our store in 2003 have we been having this much fun with Dish Network. The phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, the channel takedown on Fox and CW was significant. It took a lot of Cubs games down, took down some other sporting events that made people a little unhappy. But when Channel 3 went dark, oh, my gosh. So if you haven't heard about it, DirecTV doesn't have Fox or CW or CBS.
Oof.
Currently.
Wow.
That's also
true. Is there
true
any word as to when anything might happen there?
You know, all that stuff is behind the scenes and above everybody's pay grade that I know who to talk to.
Right.
So it happens overnight, and it happens suddenly when it goes away, and it happens suddenly when it comes back. And there just is no telling. It depends on who's digging their heels in for how much. And we don't know these things.
The danger is all the good people at Channel 3 have really no control over anything because it's their corporate name star.
Channel 3 is very innocent in this one.
Well, it's just that people like watching Jennifer Roscoe will find new habits and you'll lose audience. I mean, it's a real danger for them, but they can't do anything.
Nope. And that happens. That means the local advertisers aren't money's worth out of things because there's a whole segment that can't see them.
Yep.
I'm running a spot on Dish on Channel 3. My target audience can't see it.
That's a tough beat. Now, what happens as far as numbers? Do we know how many people are DirecTV subscribers in your area, Steve?
In our area, we don't have a way to know that.
Okay.
They're very, you know, we know that they have something like 20 million subscribers total, but we don't know how many.
You think the market share between Comcast, Dish, and Direct is fairly even?
I think Dish is slightly less than DirecTV locally, but not very much less because they had locals earlier, and Comcast is certainly much higher. It's probably double.
So maybe 50, 20, 20, something like that?
Yeah, or 50, 25, 20, and the rest have an antenna.
I got you. Okay, but how can people solve this problem? They can call you?
At 351-0909, and we could talk about what an antenna would do for you and whether you're a good candidate for that. If you're in contract with DirecTV, they take those seriously, but I know that there's some people that have successfully negotiated their way out of those. That nobody can control except the individual. But we can get you set up. Dish will guarantee your rate for 2 years. That's one thing they can't guarantee. The same thing won't happen with Channel 3 because when does that contract end?
Right. No. Okay, so all your questions can be answered, and boy, stand by, get a headset, right? Because you're getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, and on a completely different note, the tariffs that were going to be enacted that got pulled back and held off, or, you know, anyway, that didn't happen, we're watching TVs now that people were afraid there were going to be increases. It looks like they're going to be decreases.
Ooh.
So, this is going to be a fun summer for people like to watch TV.
What do you got? Anything to mention here?
Well, we still have those OLED closeouts that are running at $12.99 on that 55-inch TV. That's still the best high-performance TV for the buck out there.
Man.
We're still buying the 2018 model until they're gone because it's such a good buy. But Sony's been rumbling, and we're curious to see what the upshot's going to be. But we try to play on the board with the TV pricing.
Yeah, you're the man.
Watch our website.
All right, go to gvibes.com. Contact them at Round Barn Walk-In next to the DMV. Next time you're getting your license upgraded, make sure you walk in, take a look at the home theater. It's cool. They're local. They're good guys. Steve Suderman, you're the man.
Thanks, Stevie.
Good vibes, now Round Barn Center, Champaign. Yeah. So, yeah, there's the antenna issue. And better call and get that booked. What was that number again? Dang it. Good vibes is at 359-0101. 35. Anyway, give them a call, and they'll get you on the schedule. I don't know how quickly they get all that done, but... Yes, CBS, and then no Cubs games. Well, that's good for us.
Sure,
listen,
US 105.9.
Yeah, listen on radio.
Consistent, at least.
Yeah, at least you know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
US 105.9 carries all the Cub games, and you can get her done. But with CW and Fox, I mean, that's a lot of Cub games. And it's just, you know, I think from the business side of things, all the revenue these poor stations are losing with no control whatsoever.
351-0909.
351-0909. I'd give that guy a call this morning, I believe, after 9. And check your news next. ESPN 93.5, 757. Go to London Live next.
Summer is here, and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open, and they're serving up killer cocktails along